So Brianne has a great relationship with her boyfriend, but there's one thing that's really bothering her. Let's open that up. A little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Brianne sees my boyfriend and I have been together for 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
We are crazy about each other.
Okay.
He has been nothing but wonderful to me.
Okay.
The only weird thing to me is he never pays for my meals.
Oh.
And I am not exaggerating, like never. Not even a simple bottle of water or a bag of popcorn at the movies.
Okay.
He bought our first date meal, but that was about 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting expensive going out with him. Like, I am always buying my portion of the meal. Mm-hmm. I'm capable of buying my own meals, but at the same time, I have it in my brain that a man should want to buy his woman's meal, maybe not all the time, but offer once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's been bothering me and has made group outings really awkward.
Mm.
Yeah, especially when everyone else's boyfriends are paying for their girlfriends. And then,
sure.
Yeah, I want to talk to him about it, but at the same time, I want him to offer to pay for my meal from the heart. Like, not if I tell him to.
It's one of those where I want him to want to do
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to. So how do we get him, who's not on the phone,
right,
to change the way he does things?
Just to offer out of the kindness of his heart and have it be his idea.
Wow, that seems like a pretty tough putt.
It is, a little.
Yeah, because how do you bring that up without looking some sort of way?
Hey, if you could sometimes offer to pay for my meal, but that's because I want you to want to, and just, you know, just the whatever, that would be great.
Someone mentioned on Facebook, I'd be sure no one else is controlling his wallet. Meaning, is he seeing someone else?
Oh.
I love how our peanut gallery jumps to that.
Immediately. That's where they hop
all the
to.
Time.
He's cheating.
Obviously.
There's someone else.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that is weird, because if it's the other way around, if you want to pay for some stuff, then I think that's an easier conversation to have, where it's like, hey, let me pick this up this time.
Are we sure they're dating?
Oh, maybe he doesn't think that?
Like, maybe he thinks they're just friends.
Mm.
So that's why he thinks it's totally fine. They're just paying separate all the time.
That's a good explanation.
It's been several months. She said, what, 4 months?
Yeah.
They've been together three months. She says they've been together.
So that leads me to think
they've had a conversation. Like, let's...
Well, maybe.
Well, okay.
Maybe.
All right, Brianne, first of all, did you ask him to be your boyfriend? Have you had the we are dating each other and no one else talk?
Because if you haven't, maybe he doesn't know
Maybe you've been your friend zone, and he doesn't know you want to be more than the friend zone.
Wow. Okay.
But if she says, we've been, my boyfriend and I have been together, like, that, she has to have had that conversation, right?
So I would have, someone else brings up a good question. Ashley, does she ever pay for his meals? So I do that once in a while and see if he gets the hint.
Like, lead by example.
Hey, can I get us here?
And
since,
you get us next time?
Yeah, maybe that's a way to approach it. I don't know, 502-795-1997. Maybe you've been in this situation yourself and figured out a good way to handle it and a bad way to handle
right.
it. Both are...
Okay, A, are we assuming they're in a relationship and he knows that?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, let's proceed
I think we have to.
He knows he's the boyfriend.
All right, 502-795-1997. You can send us a voice note or call or text. Brianna's boyfriend of 3 months doesn't pay for anything. It's 99.7 DJX. Anything of hers, I should say. They still go Dutch even after 3 months.
She says not even a bottled water or a bag of popcorn at the movies.
Yeah, so Lisa checks in on text and says, so it's getting expensive for you to pay for yourself, but it would be okay for him to pay for both? Come on. I get what you're saying about offering, but everything is expensive for everyone right now. Okay.
Okay, that's a good point.
I don't know if you've discussed love languages with him, but maybe you could say, you know what my love language is?
People buying me meals.
Gifts, receiving gifts.
Receiving gifts.
in the form of meals.
You're like, okay.
And things like that.
I'll keep that in mind for your birthday.
I don't know. Maybe that's the way I, that's the way I hear, feel love.
Benjamin says, toxic take. Tell him you're going to have to get a sugar daddy because the dates are getting expensive. Okay. I love a good passive aggressive response.
Of course.
Because it's not overtly confrontational, but it gets your point across.
Boy, I'm going to have to get someone else on the side to pay for this stuff. London sent us a voice note.
I find it so weird that he is not buying anything. I wouldn't say I expect them to buy everything, but it just makes you feel like, does he even care about her? I mean, I buy things for my friends, even my friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't understand why he would never want to buy like a drink or popcorn or something.
Yeah.
Because it's a way of showing love and just consideration. If they continue on, it does make me wonder, is he ever going to be able to step up and pay for anything, aka an engagement ring, anything? I just don't know if I would say this is really a truly a relationship. I would cut and run 100%.
Okay.
100%.
She's like, I don't even know if this is a relationship.
Well, it could be. Maybe he can't afford to pay for both of them all the time.
And he's embarrassed
and if that's
to
the
say
case,
something.
Then it's getting expensive for both of them. Then they start suggesting doing things it doesn't require going out all the
money.
Time.
Hey, do you want to walk across the bridge?
Let's hang out. Let's hang out, watch a movie tonight
right.
at my place.
Right.
That kind of thing. I'll fix us some dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Do things like that, like stop having to go out all the time and spend money for your dates and see how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Annie says, why wouldn't she offer to pay for his stuff if that's what she's expecting as well? It's 2026. Why are we still expecting people to pay for other people on dates?
I mean, sure, but there is, I think you've got to be able to have a conversation. And yes, there, just like London just said, you know, that's a sign and a way to show that you care about someone. Here, I'll pay for this. I got this.
Yes.
And even once
lead
in a
by
while,
example.
It, even once in a while, it might be nice just to feel that from this person, which she's not getting. And so, okay, so what are we landing on?
I think we're landing on you could throw out a passive aggressive line. Who am I going to get myself a sugar daddy? You could try that lane. Or we stop going out. You could offer to pay for him once, but then he might start expecting it every single
time.
That's
true.
That is great.
Yeah.
Or you just stop spending money every time you go out. Like, start figuring out ways to spend time together that don't cost a lot of money.
Okay.
To save you both. Because, I get it. It's expensive. Like, even going out and getting lunch is going to run you way past, like, $30 now.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's pricey out there. So, in the meantime, try to come up with ways to hang out together that really doesn't mean that both of you have to dip into your pocket.
All right, good luck.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good luck, Brianne. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.